Hello.
Hello. Okay, Alabama Department of Labor, Ms.
Yes,
Torrance. Okay.
ma'am.
All right, that's a little bit better. Okay, so your address is 4252 3rd Avenue South, Apartment E, Birmingham, Alabama, 35222. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And your primary number is 205-566-1479.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a secondary number or email address you want to add?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Security statement questions to verify your identity. When filing the UC benefits, you'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 124 Rockaway Road, 3309 Cedar Cove Southwest, 926 Second Street North, 116 Deering Downs Drive. Never been associated.
926 seconds. Well, it was 926
Second
seconds.
Street North.
Yes, ma'am.
Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Have you attended college?
No, I went to. Yes, ma'am.
Golden
Yes.
Gazelles, Golden Grizzles, or Pirates, Rams, or Spartan? For the nickname, I mean, there are nicknames that's associated with the college. None of the above.
No, ma'am.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Abbeville, Bessemer, Madison, Coleman. None of the above.
Okay, would you repeat the question?
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you?
Bethany.
Abbeville, Bessemer. Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your last day of work?
December the 9th.
Okay. 2022?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry. Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
That's fine. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for college.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I get paid hourly wage.
Okay, all right. Are you currently ready for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes,
Have you
What you mean the hour?
just say all shifts, depending on what you all been doing, probably about the same hours
Yes,
that
ma'am.
you got already. Okay, have you applied for, are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injuries?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Oh, I guess about 15, maybe 20, just say 20.
Okay. Do you, what is the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
$13.
Okay. You said 20 miles, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
$13. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
Okay, they said, like I said, I work at a college. So some of the workers, which are the cooks and all of that, they're coming in. They're supposed to come back by the 3rd. I'm a cashier, so I don't have to do all that stuff. And my due date is the 9th.
Oh, okay. So what ninth, what month was it?
January. Yes, ma'am.
2023.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And are you on a temporary layoff due to company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Okay. Company layoff. And we,
okay.
You know, like I say, I work at a college. So, mm-hmm. you know, the term has ended, the semester has ended. So it's more mm-hmm. so like a winter vacation.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a temporary layoff vacation period?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your job title? Description?
I'm a cashier.
Cashier. Okay. And do you, are you seeking work in your current occupation as a cashier? If you had to look for another job, would be a cashier?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who is your last separating employer?
Sodexo.
Okay, S-O-D-E-X-O?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the phone number for Sodexo?
I'm not sure, ma'am. 9-9-6-6-9-3-9-5, I think.
Where is that located? So
Birmingham. Well, I'm at Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. You know what street it's on?
Sixteenth Street and 9th Avenue.
Okay.
It's not Sodexo. It's a UAB, and it's I guess a subcontractor through Sodexo.
Yeah, and what's on your paychecks? The Sodexo.
It's Sodexo.
Okay. All right, and is it on? It's not 5900 Master Airport Highway.
No, ma'am. It's 1600.
1600?
9th Avenue South.
1600, yeah. Okay, that's 16. Okay, that's 7. Let's see, you said 9th Avenue.
Yes, ma'am, it's 1600.
Do you see a phone number there? You looked it up? You
no,
pulled
ma'am.
It up?
I'm not real computer literate. It's
966.
The number.
966. Okay.
9-6-9-5.
I see a Sodexo on 18th Street, 6th Avenue, South Birmingham. It's a restaurant.
No, ma'am.
Okay. I keyed in. I got 1600 in. You said 1600 9th Avenue. This
okay, number. Like I said, it's not going to say Sodexo. It's going to say UAB.
Okay, what you say? Okay,
yes,
UAB. Okay. UAB. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything with a 9. See, everything is like 205, 975, 493, 4001.
To my address, man.
I'm looking for the phone number, yeah,
I
but I
think
can't.
it's 966.
This is a UAB green ticket. That's an address, 1600 9th Avenue South, Birmingham,
comes on,
but no, it's a Ticketmaster.
Comes on green.
Yeah, that's why we want you to have your information before we get started.
But it should be already in all that, the information that I'm giving you. It should.
I see a campus green. Yeah, it's in there, but it don't have the phone number. That's what we need, the phone number. I see a UAB campus green park, 1600
9th Avenue. Yes, ma'am. That's where I work. It's 966-9596. This should be 966.
Is it, what's the area code?
965-9596.
Okay. 205-966 9596. And you perform your work
yes,
in Birmingham,
ma'am.
Alabama? Okay. And what's your last day of work, you said?
December the 9th.
And what's your start date with them?
What you mean when I'm coming back?
When did you start it? When did you start with them? Start work with them?
January, January 2000, I say 2010.
January, what day in January? You said January 2010, what day? Okay, so you want to say the first January?
You can.
2010. Okay, so January the 1st, 2010, up until December 9th, 2022. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay at your last day of work? Vacation, sick,
okay,
or holiday
pay?
Okay,
I put in for vacation days, which I won't be eligible for those until, excuse me.
So are you receiving pay on
that? No, ma'am, I won't get
that?
My first pay, well, the payment for the vacation days. On my check, it's gone. Then I'm gonna get on the 3rd. that I was will receive on the 3rd of January.
Okay, all right. Have you applied for pension? Are you receiving
no,
pension from this employer? And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other lack of work, laid off, no work available.
I didn't understand the question. Could you repeat it?
Why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, lack of work, laid off.
We
were
laid off for, I want a break.
Okay. All right. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check
yes,
with him
ma'am.
For federal income tax? All right. Okay. And you can jot down your temporary PIN number. It is going to be 5363. You'll need it when you get to call in and do the week of certification on next week. You have from Sunday up until Friday to get a call in. As long as you get a call in before Friday at 5, I advise you not to wait until Friday because sometimes you have problems with the PIN number. And you're going to report your earnings for the previous week, but you won't start calling in until Sunday, the week of the 18th. Any day you want to call, as long as you get it in before Friday. And you report your earnings for the previous week, which is going to be this week. 5363 is your temporary PIN number. Your closing statements, I'm going to read, and then I'm going to give you the numbers that you need to call once I finish. Closing statements, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your number takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSTNET and update your online resume. Failure to do so may have interruptions in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, actively seeking full-time work each week that your claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You must file a week of certification by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, it's www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it's 1-800-752-7389. Your week certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Torrance, okay, the number you need to call to do the weekly certification starting next week will be 1-800-752-7389. 1-800-752-7389.
This number right here, call in on Sundays, right?
Yes, ma'am. Any day of that week you want to call in, Sunday through Friday. You have Sunday through Friday to call in. Or you can go to the website. It's www.labor.alabama.gov. www.labor.alabama.gov.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You can call that number. I'll go to the website to file the week's certification. They're going to send you a booklet out in the mail within 7 days. If you don't receive that booklet, you can reach out to the inquiry line. Or if you have concerns about payments, you can also reach out to the inquiry line. That number is 1-800-361. 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. And they also want you to update on, okay, so with that inquiry line number, you can reach them Sunday through Thursday. 5 o'clock p.m. or after. Sunday through Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. or after. They also want you to update your online resume. You can go to the website, alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Alabama Works, that's one word with the S on works, .alabama.gov. Spell Alabama all the way out. And have you,
No.
Do you know how to get to your portal page? Okay, so you go on the same website, labor.alabama.gov, and you see the red box on there that says claim it. You click on that claim it portal right underneath there, and click on that. It's going to take you to another page. Then log in. Then it's going to ask you if you want to continue with Apple, Google, or Microsoft. You want to continue with Google, okay? That'll be your claimant portal page. Now, you might not be able to access it until next week when you do your first week of certification, okay? Also, to get to that the alabamaworks.alabama.gov website, there is two. I mean, it's the same website, but you can get to it on the labor.alabama.gov also. You look at the top where you see online services, and this drop down box says Alabama Works. All right. Anything else
yes,
I can help you with, Ms. Torrance? Any questions?
Where it says Alabama Labor.
What about Alabama Labor? You want the website again, or? Okay, www.labor, that's three W's, labor, L-A-B-O-R, dot Alabama, A-L-A-B-A-M-A, B-A-M-A.
B-M-A, B, yes ma'am, yes ma'am.
Spell Alabama, A-L-A-B-A-M-A.gov. Labor, labor, dot Alabama, alabama,
okay.
Dot gov, gov.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. All right. So you'll get started next week filing the weekly certification. You have to call in every week to report your weekly earnings for the previous week. So you get started the week of the 18th. You're going to report your earnings for this week, okay? But you won't call in until starting next week. All right, any more questions? All right, well, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, ma'am.
Christmas.
Have a great day.
Enjoy
your holidays. Happy holidays. Same. All right, you're welcome, ma'am. You as well. All right.